You go through with two Jasons, okay.
Yeah.
Morgan down there, you're scoring touchdowns.
For me? Yeah, I'm just playing football, man.
How'd that feel to get the ball and just run the day like you score?
Just made a touchdown, that's it. I was tired as hell. but I was okay.
Now that there's been some hitting going on the last few practices, I mean, we've seen you guys connect. What are you starting to figure out about what your defense is?
We still got time, man. You know, it's still the beginning. You know, we still trying to get that chemistry with guys, you know. But just putting on the pads and going out there and hitting and getting a little thump into the offense, it feels good, you know. It's just the beginning. We're just getting there.
When do you, during training camp, start thinking about it? Hey, preseason game's a week away. I want to play a game because that's more fun than doing practice.
Yeah, you know, that's the first time you actually get to go live, you know. Tackling, everything is okay. You know, you just go out there and play ball. Right now, we just thumping up, you know, and letting them go. You know, getting in position to make the tackle. But it's nothing like the real thing. So everybody just waiting for the real thing. And I'm ready. I'm anxious to see the young guys play, you know. So basically.
What about you, Jason? Where are you, where do you feel you are at this point, having, put the pads on, having had the full spring? Are you where you want to be?
Nope, I'm getting there. Still trying to, rush the passer, play the run, read my blocks right. Communicate with Hank or either Snacks, whoever line up with me. If you run the game or something, let them know, I do it a little bit different. And that's just basically what training camp is all about. But otherwise, I just feel okay.
How's your hands holding up with live contact and the physical part of it?
What do you think?
I gotta ask you.
I'm out there running, right? I'm out there running and banging people. I'm good.
Did you have to do anything to take care of it, though?
No. Just my hand feel like my left hand.
Jason,
a couple of fingers.
I'm sorry. A couple years ago, you and Hankins formed a pretty solid team.
With chemistry.
Right. I was going to say, do you feel that chemistry starting to come back with him?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Missed 8 games. He played the first 8 and came back. The last 8, he went down, Unfortunately, it happens in football. Me and Hank, we're a good team. We're a good combination together, basically.
What makes it so good is it's just
communication. You got to learn how the guy next to you plays. I think that's what I do a great job at. Learning how, Snack rush or Hank rush, or carry win, it's just basically learning them, and that's what I do best, Learn my guys, and, then I'm okay. I know that if I have to be in the A-gap and I'm running the exit or something, I'm going to be there, and I know Hank is going to wrap around and, possibly get a sack or something.
Jason, what can you say about the chemistry you've made with your new teammates so far? You got some new guys.
We still trying to, connect, but most of all, they're doing good.
Jason, I see you had a customized glove design for your hand. Is that something different than what you were
using? No, it's just a regular glove. Just had to make it for me. That's it.
Jason, it looks like that they're asking you to do a little bit more. They're moving you around, kind of like what they did with Justin Tuck.
Nah, that's me. That's all me.
I was going to say, how is that coming along for you?
Yeah, I did it my second year, so, it's nothing that I'm not used to, It's just basically hitting the books and knowing your assignment and learning your techniques. I think as long as I do that right correctly, I can play anywhere on the field, on the D line.
Yeah, you don't want to play safety?
No, I'm good.
That play,
though,
pushing the NASCAR practice at all?
I haven't heard about it, so.
That play where Vernon forces the fumble and you return it, though, is that a good glimpse for you into what you guys can be?
Just making plays, man. We out there trying to learn each other, and it was just a good play. He came up, and my reaction time, saw the ball. Coach Spaz always teach, I always get the ball no matter what. So that's all I picked it up.
Now, you didn't have to run the whole way, but you did. Do you think as a veteran you send some sort of message to everyone about the
– Oh, that's touchdown, man. Anything I see or catch, I'm gone, I got to store it up here, and you know, what you do in practice is what you're going to do in the game.
You mentioned that you're excited to see the younger guys play. Mm-hmm. What young guys have impressed you so far about a week in the game?
All of them, really. You know, coming in, you know, you got undrafted guys, you got drafted guys, but in reality is you got to make a name for yourself. You got to stand out. I think all the guys have been standing out pretty good. You know, come Friday, I mean, it's Friday.
Friday.
You know, it's going to be live, so we're going to see. I remember my first NFL game. Everything was fast to me. You know, I was ready to come out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited to see the young guys play. You know, run down on kickoff. You know, I remember I used to have to do that. You know, and that's basically it. I'm just ready to see them play.
Do you talk to young guys?
Yeah, I talk to them all the time. I talk to the D-line. The young D linemen that we have, and you know, I try to teach them the best way I can. You know, sometimes it's shortcuts around things, and I try to teach them the shortcuts. You know, some people learn differently, so you know, I'm doing the best I can to teach the guys. Hey, because at the end of the day, we're gonna need them.
Jason, what do you see from Owa? You know, you mentioned with those young guys. That's, mm-hmm. that's somebody I'm sure you're teaching. What kind of leap has he taken?
I have talked to Owa. You know, I'm pretty sure. You know, injuries occur. You know. It's something that's part of the game, you know. Don't get frustrated about it, you know. You got to overcome it, and you'll be all right. Just when you hit the field, you got to just give everything you have, you know. You know, sometimes I think he's a little bit frustrated. You know, he want to do more, but, you know, time will come. You know, this Friday, he'll have a lot of chances to make, you know, tackles and showcase his talent. So, you know, and I'm going to be doing a lot of coaching out there with my coach, you know what I mean? And just talking to the young guys, and like at the end of the day, it's you against him. You know, as long as you feel like, you know, in your heart, if you can beat him, you can beat him.
In the past, guys like Michael Strahan and Antonio Pierce, they kind of stepped up, became the leaders of those defenses. Mm-hmm. Do you view yourself in that kind of role?
I'm not a leader as in a vocal way. I just play on the field and my guys follow me.
Who is the vocal leader? I see Landon Collins barking out there a lot.
I don't know. You know what I mean? To be honest, Eli. You know what I mean? Not really guys talk like that. You know what I mean? I'm not a talker. You know, I just get on the field and I do my job. And, you know, afterwards, if I did good, I did good. If I did bad, I did bad. But I'm pretty sure I'll do bad most of the time. So,
do you know what the plan is for you in the preseason as far as how much you're playing games?
I don't care. What is it? Whatever they got for me, you know, just bring it.
How much you feel you need?
I don't care. To be honest, I'm just happy to be playing in the preseason game.